He's going to take it himself for a championship. A double play wins it for three.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. The cut. It's on a touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon from Washington and Jefferson's Ross Memorial Park and the WPIL Baseball Playoffs. Coming up shortly here on Greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network, we'll have the 1A third place game with the league's final state playoff spot on the line. Number 6, Avella, number 8, Carmichael's played twice during the Section 1 season, the Mikes sweeping the Eagles on back-to-back days in mid-April. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg, along with our Green Sports and WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director. Brandon Bennett on camera. Jacob Knisner producing in our downtown Washington studios. Today's Avella Carmichael's state qualifier is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the Bullpen Rustic Inn, weekends rock at the Bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contracting since 2007. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. We'll take a closer look at today's game when the Iron Synergy pregame show continues on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monticalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Prior to the meeting between these two during the regular season back-to-back games, Avella was 7-1. The Eagles just 4-5, including back-to-back losses to the Mikes. Carmichael started the year 6-2, and counting those two wins, Carmichael's finished the year, at least in the championship part of the bracket, 7 wins in its last 10 games. Carmichael's lost 7-1 to Bishop Canavan in the semifinals. Eden Christian, an 11-2 victory to knock the Eagles into this third-place game. Only the winner goes to the state tournament, and that winner will travel into District 10 to take on West Middlesex. When these two met the first time, Carmichael's a winner 14-3 in the opening game, put up 11 runs in the third inning. Liam Lohr was the winner, and Isaiah Braddock took the loss. The next day, tight ball game, 4-4 after three. Carmichael's took a one-run lead in the fourth and then added three in the bottom of the sixth to get a little distance in a 6-2 win. That day, Aiden Adamson was the winner, and today's starter for Avella, Bryce Wright, was the losing pitcher. We'll take a look at the 1A baseball bracket and what's in store moving forward when we come back on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment, and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
Bishop Canavan knocked Carmichael's into the third-place game. Eden Christian did the same to Avella. Those two played yesterday in the district championship. The 1A title goes to Bishop Canavan. The Crusaders go back-to-back, a 10-3 win over Eden Christian. So what that means, looking ahead to Monday in the opening round of the PIAA tournament, WPIL champion Bishop Canavan will take on District 10 runner-up Sagertown, that game somewhere in the WPIL. Eden Christian, the Whitfield runner-up, will travel into District 5 and take on the winner of today's district championship, that game between Conemaugh Township and Southern Fulton. And as I mentioned, our winner gets into the state playoffs. The loser does not, and that winner will travel into District 10 to take on West Middlesex. In action at the moment next door at Wild Things Park, Sierra Catholic and Seton LaSalle playing in the 2A championship game. The third place game was played here yesterday with Burgettstown winning a state playoff spot. The Blue Devils, an 8-2 win over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. Iron Synergy pregame show wraps up with the starting lineups when we come back on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
We were supposed to be at Lilly Field today for WPIL softball championship action, but early this morning with the forecast, the decision made to postpone today's softball championship games to Friday, going to leapfrog, and that means that our first softball action tomorrow will be the 2A championship. Number one, Neshannock. Number two, Bentworth will be on the air at 11:45 on WJPA AM and the WJPA Sports Network, along with our video presentation on the NFHS Network. Avella is the home team. That is because the Eagles are the sixth seed. Carmichael's seeded eighth, and therefore the visitors. Shortstop Dom Colarusso will lead off, followed by the second baseman Robbie Wilson-Jones and the pitcher Liam Lohr. First baseman Mason Lapana will hit fourth, followed by third baseman Aiden Adamson and second baseman Nathan Baringo. Right fielder Colin Andrews in the seventh spot, followed by Ambrose Adamson, the left fielder, and center fielder Dayton Reynolds for Richard Krause. Again, for the mics, it's Colarusso, Wilson-Jones, and Lohr on top, Lapana, Adamson, and Baringo in the middle, Andrews, Ambrose Adamson, and Reynolds on the bottom. For the Avella Eagles, pitcher Bryce Wright will lead off. He'll be followed by right fielder Chuck Rush and the second baseman Brian Martos. Shortstop Isaiah Braddock in the four spot, followed by center fielder Wesley Bertiani and the catcher Braden Fuller. Batting seventh and playing left field is Cole Jaroski, followed by third baseman Hayden Gatewood and the designated hitter Cam Olam, batting for first baseman Chase Maseko. Again, for Avella and head coach Jason Fogg, it'll be Wright, Rush, and Martos on top. Braddock, Bertiani, and Fuller in the middle. Jaroski, Gatewood, and Olam for Maseko on the bottom. Home plate umpire is Lenny Leeper. Jeff Wine and Reams at first. Tom House at second. And John Adelis is umpiring at third base. And just a couple of minutes behind the posted starting time, we are underway at 4:08 this afternoon. We had big, heavy rain. We had hail, lightning, and thunder earlier this afternoon. Pitch hit the left. Jaroski coming on, trying to make the grab just below the waist and off the heel of the glove, and it drops in for a two-base error. Dom Colarusso aboard to lead off the ball game. Pitch out on the outer part of the plate, pulled to left, and just the basket catch attempt by Jaroski, and just let it get to the too deep heel of the glove, and a runner on with nobody out. Robbie Wilson-Jones to bat now. Walking leadoff second for Colarusso. Shortstop Braddock trying to chase him back. Curveball dug out nicely by Fuller here at home plate. All turf surface here at W&J. This is its second iteration. Used to have dirt, the pitcher's mound, and the home plate area. But the all-turf surface. Runner breaks, pitch in the dirt, goes to the backstop. Runner makes a big turn, slips for a moment. Colarusso now will get back. Wild pitch from Bryce Wright. Fuller saved one, couldn't save that one. So an E7 and a wild pitch, an inauspicious start for the Eagles. And just what the doctor ordered for Carmichael's. They already have the maybe the mental advantage of having won twice. Of course, they say it's always tough to beat a good team three times. Pitch in for a called strike, says home plate umpire Lenny Leeper. Wilson Jones, catcher, with a runner at third and nobody out, top of the first inning. The 2-1 checks off, misses high. Fastball up and in, 3-1. Following the game, we'll recognize our Washington County College Center, Community College of Beaver County, player of the game, also brought to you by McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Ground ball to short, going to get the run home. Braddock gobbles it up, throws to first for the first out. Wilson Jones with an RBI ground out. And Carmichael's two batters in, has a 1-0 lead. On the Avella side of it, you knew you had to score. Now you just know you have to score two. Liam Lohr will stand in. Well, clean start for everybody. Bases are clear. One out here in the frame, and Lohr makes his way to the plate. The right-hander Bryce Wright deals. Nice, sharp breaking ball. 12-6 action there. Drops that right through the strike zone. Similar kind of action. Didn't start quite as tight to the batter, Lohr. That one caught the front part of the plate. Here's the 0-2. Tried again and just missed. Good work there by Bryce Wright. Just worked that curveball in tight, middle out, and that one started just off the plate and didn't catch it. Ball went two strikes the count. Now look for him to bust inside here. Right down the outside edge. Called strike three. Lohr may have been looking for the exact same thing that I expected and sat there on that fastball that ran right down the outside edge of the plate. Two outs in the inning now. And that will bring up Mason Lapana, the first baseman. First pitch, back foot curveball hits Lapana on that back foot. An error, a hit batter, a wild pitch, but only one across for the Mike so far. Aiden Adamson comes to the plate, the Carmichael's third baseman. Richard Krause. Oh, I can see what it is. Bryce Wright in his right pocket has a towel hanging there. And the Carmichael's coach is asking. It's a white towel as well, which compounds the issue. He has to ask him to tuck it into the pocket, and that has happened. Runner leads from first. First pitch to the plate to Adamson. It's taken for a called strike. One other third place game, and that's a winner only advancing. Lapana cheating the lead out ball. Tap foul here at home plate. You can see from here that Adamson was going to go, but a foul ball will bring him back. 0-2 the count now. Carmichael's third baseman, Aiden Adamson. Another last game over here at Ross Memorial Park, which is a winner goes, loser goes home, West Allegheny and Franklin Regional. Curveball hit up the middle, leading shortstop Braddock right to the second base bag. He'll handle the ground ball, step on the bag, and end the inning. One run, no hits, an error, one left on for Carmichael's. We played half an inning. It's the Mikes, one Eagles coming to bat here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
At Waynesburg University, Growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Bottom of the first inning, Liam Lohr has completed his warm-ups. Robbie Wilson-Jones behind the plate. Mason LaPont at first. Nathan Baringo at second. Aiden Adamson at third. And Dom Colarusso at short. Ambrose Adamson is out and left. Aiden Reynolds in center. And Colin Andrews, the right fielder. Pitcher Bryce Wright to lead off for Avella. Swings at the first pitch. Beats it on the ground. Adamson behind the third base bag. Strong diagonal throw 160 feet across to get the first out. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Nice line drive right across to LaPana. First baseman love throws like that. Chest high, right on the mark. Batter is the right fielder, Chuck Rush. Lohr from the pause, works on the stretch. First pitch in for a called strike. This 1A WPIL bracket, a 12-team bracket, four first-round byes. Those went to Union, Eden Christian, Fort Cherry, and Bishop Canavan. Ball stroke to right center field, going to get down in the grass, tailing over toward Colin Andrews. He'll play it on one hop. The right fielder plays it back in quickly, but Chuck Rush, first hit of the ball game. Single early in the count against Liam Lohr. It'll bring up Brian Martos.
Second baseman, number one.
And Eden Christian and Bishop Canham and the 2 and 4 seeds advancing. The 3 seed Fort Cherry eliminated by Avella in the quarterfinal round. And Carmichael's dispatched. The number 1 seed Union also in the quarters. Bishop Canavan, Eden Christian, and the winner of this game go to the state tournament to start on Monday. 1-0 to the plate. Slap past the diving first baseman, LaPana, down the right field line. It's going to be a base hit for Martos. Corner to corner for Chuck Rush and the Eagles in business. Back-to-back sharp singles here after one out in the first. First baseman LaPana holding the runner on, and if he's at normal position, that may come right to his chest. But you got to hold the runner at first, and dove from the bag to try to snare it, but could not. Isaiah Braddock takes a curveball in for a called strike. One out, bottom of the first, 1-0 Carmichael's leading. Runners at the corners throw to first and almost caught walking off. Martos got a foot in the turf and dove back in safely. Braddock checking signs with head coach Jason Fogg in the box at third. Pitch to the plate. Curveball goes to the backstop. Scrambling for it is Wilson Jones. His throw to the plate. Not in time. Wild pitch. Has played a part in both runs so far in today's game, and we are tied. That ball went right through the five hole. Oh, ball, two balls. Now the count's got to be 1-1. First pitch was a called strike, so 1-1 on Braddock. Swing and a miss. Braddock over top. A pitch down around the knees. Oh, get a moment, want to say thank you to a number of people who were planning to work today. Braddock fouls a pitch off over the first base seating deck and out of play. Count at 1-2. Jack Sacco was going to work on our crew on camera because a bunch of us were going to be at Lilly Field today. John Sacco was going to work for his son Jack, handling PA for this game. Bobby Orquist was coming. Another wild pitch. That ball out of the hands of Lohr. Went behind the batter Braddock, and digging for third is Martos. Second wild pitch of the inning. And now Avella with a runner at third and one out. 2-2 the count on Isaiah Braddock. Richard Krause pulls his infield up all the way around. Ball lifted, foul, and out of play. It's going about the same line, just a lot higher than that the first foul ball that direction went. Pitch in the dirt. That's off the right foot of Wilson Jones. And sprinting home is Martos with the third wild pitch. And Avella takes a 2-1 lead. Ground out to third. And single to right center. Single down the right field line. Wild pitch, wild pitch, wild pitch. And it's 2-1 Avella. Three balls, two strikes the count. Lohr's pitch, Braddock fights that ball off, fists it foul. Count holds at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Lohr trying to find the measure here. Braddock swings and misses. Second out of the inning. Bring up Wesley Bertieni with two down and nobody on.
Central fielder number three, Wesley Bertieni.
Bertieni stands in, the right-handed batter. Crowds home plate, takes a fastball over the strike zone for a called strike. Lohr's 0-1, fisted toward the first baseman. Lapana gloves it on a knee, flips to Lohr covering, and now we'll end the inning. But Avella scores two runs on two hits. Nobody left on. We've played one. It's Avella 2, Carmichael's 1 here in the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit PowerOfBowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at PowerOfBowser.com. PowerOfBowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Top of the second inning, Nathan Baringo, second baseman, stands in, fouls off the first pitch. Carmichael's coming into today, winners of four of their last five. That loss in the semifinals to eventual champion Bishop Canavan. Avella just 2-3 in the last five. losses to California to close section play, a non-conference loss to Bentworth to close the regular season, a couple of playoff wins, and then the loss in the semis to Eden Christian. Bryce Wright misses high after that first foul ball, so it's now two balls and a strike to Baringo. Wright busts a fastball inside, 3-1. Letter high, called strike to fill the count at 3-2. After the hail, the wind, the lightning, the rain, the thunder, a little bit of sunshine here. Curveball stays high. It's a walk on a full count. First walk, second free batter to base. Hit batter in the first. Leadoff walk here in the second for Baringo. Colin Andrews to bat now. Baringo walking that lead right out beyond the circle of the turf. Curveball drops in for a called strike. Andrews had a double in the second win against Avella for the Mikes. That's 6-2 win April 23rd. Baringo, by the way, who's on at first now, had a double in the first win. Runner on the move, swing and a miss. Throw down over the mound, not in time. Second baseman Martos comes up in front of the bag to handle the throw on a hop. 0-2 the count on the batter Andrews now. Stolen base, runner to second with nobody out. Wright checks the runner, comes home, swing and a miss. Second strike out of the game for the Avella right-hander. Nice drop on that ball, breaking from letter high, finishing up below the waist. And a swing and a miss by Andrews. That'll bring up the left fielder, Ambrose Adamson. He crowds the plate as well. Right set, comes home, first pitch, that high curveball gets the strike call, 0-1. Check of the runner, curveball misses high. 2A championship goes to Seton LaSalle, a 5-0 win over Sarah Catholic. Ball and a strike to Ambrose Adamson. Wright's pitch, curveball stays high and tight. 2-1. Thanks to colleague Brandon Rossi keeping us posted yesterday and today on the happenings at Wild Things Park. 2-1, swing and a miss. Adamson looking for a pitch inside and got a sharp slider away. Evens the count at 2-2. Baringo on at second. Leadoff walk and a stolen base. Andrew struck out. High chopper to third. Gatewood has to wait for the high hop. He'll throw across the diamond. And with the throw, Baringo takes third because Gatewood didn't make Baringo commit back fully to second base. So the ground out advances the runner. And that'll bring up the nine-hitter, Dayton Reynolds. Baseball championship game there between Seton LaSalle and Sarah Catholic was delayed for a bit. North Catholic and Indiana are due up 29 minutes ago, so obviously they'll be behind schedule. First pitch misses high for a ball. Going to be tough to be further behind than last night's 5A championship game that started at 12 minutes after 9 after a 14-inning Avonworth win over Riverside. Pitch at the letters is a called strike. Count at 1-1 on Dayton Reynolds. Bryce Wright gave up the leadoff walk and a stolen base. Runner to second with nobody out, but trying to come back and shut it down. Chopper over the mound. Braddock gets a chest-high hop, little stumble, but his throw to first in time. to retire the side. So indeed, Wright does the job with help from the left side of the infield, Gatewood and Braddock. We've played 1.5. It's Avella 2, Carmichael's 1 on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Bottom of the second, Avella looking to add to a 2-1 lead. Braden Fuller, the catcher, will lead off against Liam Lohr. Not much time to catch your breath between WPIL playoffs and the state tournament, particularly for those softball teams whose championship games got flipped from Wednesday to Friday. First pitch swinging, ball ripped to short. Colarusso backs up and handles a nice true hop off the turf. One pitch, one out as Fuller retired. Good work there by Colarusso, and then a lot of time, a little lob toss across the diamond for the first out. Left fielder Cole Jaroski comes to the plate. Jaroski's error to start the ball game opened the door for Carmichael's to get their run. Sinking line drive hit at him that handcuffed him, trying to make a basket catch. And Jaroski to the plate now with it. Try to get something going offensively. No balls and a strike. Lohr at the belt. Comes home. Pitch on the outside edge called strike two. Lohr works from the stretch the entire game. Jaroski tied up. Goes down swinging. Second strikeout for the right-hander from Carmichael's, Liam Lohr. As you saw, an uncomfortable swing there for Jaroski. We're going to bring up third baseman Hayden Gatewood. And the umpires wanting the Avella players' heads to be below the top rail on the face of the dugout. First pitch fastball is up and in for ball one to Gatewood. Two out bottom of the second, 2-1 lead for Avella. Gatewood takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike. Yeah, there are heads above the rail on the third base side, but those are adults. Umpires, my guess, I'm going to say, if you're that old, if you've survived to that age, you're responsible for your own head getting hit with a line drive. But the contest official's number one priority in any sport has to be safety of the players. Ball and two strikes to Gatewood. Pitch misses low. Handcuffed catcher Wilson Jones in that first inning. Three wild pitches uncorked by Liam Lohr. And allowed both runs to come across and score. Comes the 2-2. Ball ripped on the ground through the 5-6 hole into left. Two out single for Hayden Gatewood, third baseman. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Cam Ulam, who bats for first baseman Chase Maseko. Well, runner at first and two outs now. Ulam stands in. Short lead for Gatewood at first. Pitch to the plate. Down the middle. Called strike. Lohr was the winner in the 14-3 win against Avella April 22nd. Pitch misses low. Ground out, strikeout to start, then the clean single to left by Gatewood. Pitch inside edge, waist high, strike two. Lohr trying to shut it down right here. Keep it a one-run game through two frames. Curveball swung on a missed, and he gets the strikeout, his second of the inning, third of the game. And strands a runner at first. We played two. Your score, Avella 2, Carmichael's 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends. Because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Top of the third, top of the Carmichael's batting order. Mike's trailing Avella 2-1. Trying to sweep a three-game season series with their Section 1 opponents. Breaking ball, 12-6 curveball for a called strike. Avella Carmichael's in West Greene, part of a three-way tie for second. Ball tap foul to the backstop screen. Fort Cherry won the Section 1 title outright. Two games clear of these two and the Pioneers. Jeff Morgan in California were six games off the pace, and Mapletown went winless through section play. 0-2 ripped, one hop, handled by Braddock on a knee, up and throws for the first out of the inning. Colarusas hit the ball solidly twice. Got on the first time because his sinking line drive to left wasn't handled. That shot on one hop right at shortstop Isaiah Braddock. Robbie Wilson-Jones to bat now. He grounded out to Braddock and brought in the game's first run. Curve ball misses just inside. Brilliant sunshine has left us again, and yet another dark cloud deck moves its way through. Pitch in for a strike to Wilson Jones. A ball and a strike. Wright deals, starts that one at the batter. Misses inside, not enough bite on that curveball. Here's the 2-1 check swing foul heading toward the Avella dugout. The count even up at 2-2. A lot of room here in foul territory. About 65 feet between the first and third base bags and the fences in front of the dugouts. Curveball called, strike three. That bender running down across the outside corner. You get a good look there. Finished up out of the zone, but caught the right front corner. Third strikeout of the game for Bryce Wright. The second looking strikeout. And the guy guilty of the first one is into the box now. That is mound opponent Liam Lohr. Wright's first pitch. Lohr swings and fouls it off. Pretty much a straight shot down, clear to the home run fences, though it does slice in just a hair, probably 62 feet from the foul pole to the perimeter fence. And maybe just a hair wider right here at the home plate. Ball and a strike. Wright brings that good curveball, drops it in again. Lohr nods his head, yep. That's a pitch that's tough to hit when it starts inside and finishes on the inner part of the plate there. Here's the 1-2. That one just off the edge. Bryce Wright had taken three steps toward the dugout. He thought he got Lohr looking again, but didn't get the call from Lenny Leeper. So the count even at 2-2. Breaking ball, beat on the ground. Braddock tries to lay out, can't get it. And into center field, a two-out single for Liam Lohr. Wright went back to that breaking ball and left it out over the plate. And actually, it looks like Braddock overdove that ground ball. May not have needed to leave his feet. And the ball went between his glove and his shoulder. Oh, a two-out single brings up Mason Lapana. Lapana with a couple of doubles in the first win. Runner on the move. Throw down. Knocked down by the second baseman, Martos, but still got into center field on the steal. Lohr on his belly just stays at second base. Well, it looked like he might have been able to take another 90 feet the way that ball got away. The Mikes have shown a commitment to be on the move. That's their second steal already. Pitch misses high, 2-0. Again, Lapana with a couple of doubles in the 14-3 win. He had three RBI in that game. Drove in a couple of more in the 6-2 win the next day. Batting here with a runner at second, the tying run. Fastball inside for ball three. Lapana hit by a pitch, a back foot curveball. Takes it this time, and this pitch goes to the backstop. Lohr takes third on that wild pitch. So runners at first and third after two out. It's the second wild pitch uncorked by Bryce Wright. Second walk of the game allowed by the right-hander. So two out, runners at the corners. And Aiden Adamson to the plate. Adamson takes a fastball for a called strike. Best fastball of the day right there from Bryce Wright. Trying to slam the door with a potential tying run on at third base. Runner behind him, not going, swing and a miss. Adamson trying to kneel down and get that low pitch. Came up empty on the swing. Adamson steps out of the box, and home plate umpire Lenny Leeper holding up pitcher Wright. Runner breaks from second, step off. They're trying to snooker the Eagles into a rundown play, and Bryce Wright will have none of it. Just turns his back to Lapana, who gets second base steal. another pitch. This one just off the edge. We'll get a good look at this. This is with two strikes. Yep. Catcher Fuller reached just outside that set, which was over the left or the outside edge of the plate. There's the 1-2 fouled off. Staying alive is Aiden Adamson. He's trying to make the most of having a good batting eye, taking that pitch. When you think about it, Lapana took a pitch that Wright thought he had the strikeout. Adamson took a pitch that he and a couple other people thought they had the strikeout. It's now 1-2, right at the belt, comes home, fastball away, evens the count at 2-2. Ground out, strikeout opened the frame, but then Liam Lohr with the base hit past the shortstop. Braddock stole second to third on a wild pitch that was ball four to Lapana, and he then stole second. 2-2 breaking ball, gets a called strike three to end the inning. That ball appeared to be in off the plate, but that will end the inning. No runs, a hit, a walk, and two left on for Carmichael's. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Avella 2, Carmichael's 1 on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10 Mile. .us or call 724-263-6000.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Like Carmichael's, Avella in the third will be at the top of the order. Wright, Rush, and Martos. 2-1 lead for the Eagles. You see the line score there, those of you joining us on NFHS Network. Bryce Wright will lead off, grounded out to third. The first pitch he saw from Liam Lohr. Third baseman Aiden Adamson is five or six steps back behind that third base bag. His curveball misses low for ball one. Same position he's been in most of the day, except when the infield was played up. Ball stroke to right center field. That one's going to get down immediately between the two. Runner rounding first, digging for second, and in safely. A hustling double for Bryce Wright to lead off the third. Right off the bat, that looked like a single. And Andrews had a ball tail back to him the first time, a little less tail on this one. And it hits the ground, sets up and plays it very well, but not in time. Wright hustling in with a double to lead off the third. We'll bring up Chuck Rush. Singled his first time up. Rush takes a pitch right down the inside edge of the plate for a called strike. That's probably the best pitch of the day that Rush just took. Tapper foul on an off-speed pitch, and now he's in an 0-2 hole. Rush singled with one out in the first, went to third on Martos' single, and then both runners advancing on wild pitches. the difference in the ball game at the moment. 2-1, Avella leading. Lower at the belt, peeks back at the runner, comes to the plate, ball flared down the right field line. It's going to get down in front of Andrews, rounding third. Wright puts on the brakes and digs back into third base. And I don't know if he or Jason Fogg didn't read that ball off the bat well, but that ball was going to drop. We've got a great angle here, so I'm really surprised that Wright was so tentative coming around and then ended up having to hold. Double single, runners at the corners now for Avella with nobody out here in the third inning. Short lead for Rush, not going, swing and a miss by Martos. Martos hit a line drive that got past first baseman Lapana for a base hit in the first inning. Similar play here would add a run to the Avella lead. Stroked foul and out of play. Good fastball there from Lohr, and now he has Martos in an 0-2 hole. Five hits already for the Eagles through 11 batters. Lohr comes set. 0-2 to the plate. Breaking ball hit to right center field, and it's going to get down. RBI single on an 0-2 pitch by Brian Martos. Rush goes to third on the play, and Richard Krause coming out of the Carmichael's dugout. Three straight hits here, two of them right in that gap between Reynolds and Andrews in right center, and the other one right down the line by Chuck Rush. This trip to the mound, Richard Krause sending everybody else away, and this is simply head coach and pitcher. One-on-one, and now get the catcher Wilson Jones involved as well. But the Eagles have opened up a 3-1 lead. Three straight hits here in the third and set up for a possible huge inning. Conference on the mound breaks up. Here comes the cleanup hitter Isaiah Braddock, who struck out his first time up. Well, Braddock, if my memory serves me correctly, was the batter when both runners, Rush and Martos, scored on wild pitches in that first. Runners at the corners here. Braddock takes a pitch behind him, glances off the gluteus maximus, and it'll load the bases. That pitch just caught Braddock on the backside. And so now Wesley Burciani to the plate. That's the first free base given to a batter by Liam Lohr, but now the base is loaded and nobody out. Infield up all the way around. Burciani fouls the first pitch off. If you're Avella, you want a ball to the outfield somehow. Eagles lead 3-1 at the moment. You get a ball to the outfield, it almost certainly goes to 4. 0-1, Burciani takes a strike at the knees. He looks back and is not sure about that call, but that is the call. Now the 0-2. Lohr's pitch fouled off by Burciani. Back out of play. And the it's funny, we noticed during our just minutes before we went on the air that our left center camera is a little more left than center today than it has been. Burciani beats it in the ground. High hopper. Adamson gloves it. He'll have only one play. That is the first. A run scores. Burciani with an RBI ground out to score Chuck Rush. It's 4-1 Avella. Ground out moves Martos to third. And Braddock up to second. First base now empty to Braden Fuller.
So 4-1 Eagles. Fuller grounded out to short his first time up. Infield stays up. Ball fisted foul. Late decision to swing by Fuller. Got kind of all jammed up. I don't know if we have that pitch again there, Jason. Get a peek at that. Check out this swing. You want to see uncomfortableness in the batter's box. Hips went, and then all of a sudden the hands come through. Wave and a miss at a pitch in the dirt. And Fuller now in an 0-2 hole. Bertianni came through on an 0-2 count. Beat a ball high off the turf into the ground. Got a run in. Fuller will look to do something similar. Lohr comes to the plate. Ball into the ground. Backhanded by the shortstop. Only one play there. Throw across the diamond. Trying to go second to third. Sliding across the bag and getting stopped is Braddock. So a ground out by Fuller drives in the fifth run of the game. Now this time, Colarusso, with the speed of the ground ball, had only one play. And Braddock hustles his way into third. So three across this inning for Avella. First pitch swinging. Jaroski beats one foul wide of third. Two outs in the inning now. Double, single, single. A run in. Hit batter loads the bases. Ground ball to third, a run in. Ground ball to short, a run in. And Jaroski with a chance to bring another one home. Infield back at its regular positions. Jaroski swings and misses at the lower curveball. Comes up empty, and now he's in an 0-2 hole. But been good things happen on the last two batters with 0-2 counts. Lohr to Jaroski. Curveball strike three. Third time a charm for Lohr. Finally gets out of the inning. But not before the Eagles played three runs on three hits, a man left on. We've played three. It's now Avella 5, Carmichael's 1 here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only saw in Fertile Land. I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, putting work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Nathan Baringo leads off the Carmichael's fourth. Two-hop ground ball to Braddock. Nice stretch by Maseko on the back end. Good to have a tall first baseman. He got the glove up in the air. When he settled back down, either he had the foot on the bag, and if not, he got the tag on as well, as Maseko saves Braddock a throwing error. One out here in the fourth. Bring up Colin Andrews. Fastball misses outside, ball one here in the top of the fourth inning. We play seven by regulation. Extras if we're tied after equal at-bats, seven in count. Pitch in for a called strike, even up at 1-1. Game can be shortened to as few as three innings or four by a 15-run margin. Pitch misses low, 2-1. can be shortened to 5 or 6 innings by a 10-run margin, losing team having at least as many plate at-bats as a team. Ball tap foul evens the count at 2-2. Winner of this game will move on to the state tournament and travel into District 10 to play West Middlesex, which, if you're not familiar with where that is in the southern part of the District 10. This game likely at a slippery rock or somewhere along those lines. Ball hit in the gap in right center field. And a right fielder, nice running grab. Chaz Rush, a right-handed right fielder, sprinting into the gap. Berciani took the deeper route. Rush went across in front and reached out with the backhand at the last moment to make the catch. Outstanding play by the Avella right fielder. And the key point there was that Rush was running without the glove extended. That slows you down, and boy, he made a nice play. First batter here is third batter after two out is Ambrose Adamson. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Bryce Wright dealing here has allowed just one hit. A couple of walks and a hit batter as well, and of course the error that opened the ball game and has allowed the only Carmichael's run across the board so far. No balls, two strikes to Adamson. Wright winds and deals. Fastball stays high. Nine-man batting order for Richard Krause and the Mikes. No DH. 1-2, beat on the ground. Third baseman Gatewood has to lay back off his chest. Throw to first, going to get the out. Strong throw by Gatewood. No lollipop on that one because you would have been in trouble. He got a nice hop off his chest in the throw. Bang, bang at first and the out call as Carmichael's retired in order for the first time. We played 3.5. It's Avella 5. Carmichael's 1 on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Montecalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, sending along best wishes to all of our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual banquet, Sunday, June 9th, will honor 12 new inductees, plus the 1994 McGuffey football team of yesteryear and a number of special honorees. Tickets are available but must be purchased in the next few days. Log on now to join the celebration. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is lights and bites. A great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
Regular season sweep by Carmichael's 14-3 and 6-2 on back-to-back days in late April. But it's Avella up 5-1 here and looking to add to it. Hayden Gatewood stands in after that recovery. Ground ball off his chest. Got a hop. He didn't have to go to the ground to get it and was able to make the throw across in time to end the inning. First pitch is a strike. Gatewood hits it in the air. Ambrose Adamson started back, now comes on a dead run, and Colarusso, the shortstop, gives way, falls down on the wet turf, and the catch made by the left fielder, Ambrose Adamson. And you could see, and maybe not fell down, chose to go down and lunge back out of the way. Good job there by shortstop Colarusso. Last thing you need is a collision among a shortstop on a dead run out and a center and a left fielder on a dead run in. Batter now is the DH, Cam Ulam. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it off. Boolum hitting for the first baseman, Chase Maseko. Following the game, we'll recognize our player of the game. Ball lifted foul. That's going to get out of play. 0-2 now to Ulam. And today, player of the game brought to you jointly by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and by McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss. Five strikeouts in the game now for Liam Lohr. And he got Ulam a little tied up with that pitch as well. Not so much where it finished, but where it started coming at him and broke across the plate. Back to the top of the order, and Bryce Wright, double and a run scored in the third, 1-for-2 this afternoon against Liam Lohr. Swinging a foul tip back into the glove. Lohr started the inning having thrown 48 pitches. Throw 105 in a day. Line shot, going to find turf in center field. Two out single for Bryce Wright, his second hit of the game. Chuck Rush comes to the plate. He already has two hits and scored two runs. Top three spots in the Avella batting order have scored all five runs, and they have all but one of the Eagles' seven hits. Rush backed off the plate by an inside fastball, ball one. Avella allowed a run in the top of the first, took the lead in the bottom of that frame. Line shot to center. That's almost a carbon copy. Drops down in front of center fielder Reynolds. Back-to-back two-out hits. And Chuck Rush with three hits on the day. That'll bring up Brian Martos, who has a couple of singles and two runs scored. And you got to figure the leash is getting short on Liam Lohr. Ball ripped. Going to die in front of the left fielder, Adamson. Rounding third, coming for home is Wright. Strong throw, but not in time. RBI single for Martos. And the Eagles push the lead to 6-1. Going to throw to third as if the runner coming around the bag, Wright missed the bag. He did not. Three straight two-out singles for Avella. Rush took third on the base hit. And Martos, 3-for-3 on the day. And the lease indeed has run out on Liam Lohr. Richard Krause, come take the baseball. It's 6-1 Avella. Going to be a number of changes for the Mikes. We'll check those and tell you about the new pitcher when we come back here on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
New pitcher for Carmichael's is Aiden Adamson. He was the winning pitcher in Game 2 of the regular season series, but comes on here already. The Mike's down 6-1, two outs in the inning. I'm trying to check the other changes. Looks like Colin Andrews is that at third base. Is that right? 27? Okay. Baringo went to right, and I'm guessing Lohr at second base then. First pitch to the plate to Isaiah Braddock, misses high. And again, we'll get that confirmed. Liam Lohr is indeed playing second base. Pitch inside, hits Braddock to load the bases. So it's Lohr to second, Baringo to right, Andrews to third, and Adamson to pitch. And now the base is loaded. Numbers on Lohr, 3 2/3. Book not closed yet. 3 2/3 innings, 6 runs all earned. Gave up 9 hits, hit a batter, and struck out 5, but responsible for Rush and Martos aboard. Pitch misses high and tight to Bertciani. Fly out and a strikeout to start the inning, but then Wright and Rush with identical copy base hits to center, and Martos with a base hit to left. Now Braddock, hit by a pitch, has loaded the bases. 2 balls and no strikes, the count on Wesley Bertciani. RBI ground out in the third. That won't work here with 2 outs in the inning. Adamson comes home, fastball down the middle. Well, after he comes set, and when he's going to deliver to the plate, lifts the left foot up, knee and thigh at a 90-degree angle, and just holds it there for a moment. Ball popped up here in the home plate area. Wilson Jones doesn't know where it is. That ball going to drift apparently back out of play behind us. 2-2 the count now to Bertciani. A couple of ground outs, 1-1, 1-3 in his 2 previous at-bats. Adamson trying to slam the door here. The 2-2 to the plate, swing and a miss, and he does just that. The inning is over, but Avella adds a run on 3 hits, 3 left on base. We go to the fifth. It's Avella 6, Carmichael's 1 on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Nine-hitter Dayton Reynolds leading off the Carmichael's fifth inning. Bryce Wright, ball and a strike. Right-hander winds and deals. Bunt shown, pitch taken low and away. 2-1. And the skies are starting to sprinkle once again. Soft grounder to short. Braddock on the run, sets himself up and throws solidly. One out here in the fifth. Back to the top of the order, Dom Colarusa.
Shortstop, Dom Colarusa.
Wright has allowed a base hit, two walks, hit a batter, and Colarusa reached base by way of an error in the first to start the ball game. Scored the Mike's only run. Breaking ball stays high and tight. Ball one. Yeah, a little sprinkle happening again here at Ross Memorial Park. We didn't have sprinkles earlier. We had rain, and it was hard and large. Had hail in with it. Wright's 2-0 pitch. Colarusa takes a called strike. Winner of this game moves on to the state tournament, and the loser season comes to an end here today. Curveball pop foul. That's going to drift out of play. Avella with the 6-1 lead through four innings. Carmichael's big win, the first meeting between the two. Fastball misses outside. 11-run third inning for Carmichael's in at the 11-run win. Second time around, it was 2-2 after three. Ball beat on the ground, foul. Who needs a glove? Richard Krause snares that with the right hand. Count two balls and two strikes. Wright's 2-2 pitch misses high. And that is, my apologies, that is ball four. Third walk of the game.
Robbie
Wilson-Jones to bat. Strikeout and a ground out in two at-bats. Huge lead for Colarusa at first base, and he is going. No need to even make a throw. And again, leading by five, maybe you don't want to get into throwing the ball around either. First pitch misses low to Wilson-Jones. That's just a huge lead for Colarusa. He had both feet out beyond the circle. Breaking ball in for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. State brackets, we hope to be released sometime on Friday, though that may be somewhat delayed. As soon as they're available, we'll get them out. Tapper to third, coming on Gatewood. Throw off the mark, and first baseman Maseko able to get the ball, but not able to hold the bag, E5. Gatewood had more time than what he thought. Second error of the ball game for Avella.
Second baseman, Liam Lord.
And now Liam Lord to the plate. 2-1-1 out here in the Carmichael's fifth. The Mike's coming into the heart of their batting order here. Try to fight their way back into this one. Short lead at first for Wilson-Jones. Curveball for a strike to Lohr. Earlier at bat, he came out shaking his head, yeah, on an inside curveball. That one on the outer part of the plate, and kind of shook his head, but not for the same reaction. And now takes an inside curveball for a called strike two, with Wilson-Jones stealing second. And again, no throw from Fuller. Runners at second and third. One out in the Mike's fifth inning. Right, fastball just off the edge. And the count 1-2 to his mound opponent, Liam Lohr. Well, was his mound opponent. Lohr has given way to play second base now with the four position changes. Curveball outside 2-2. And Lohr now at second with Adamson pitching, Baringo in right, and Andrews at third base. We are right where we started the game for Jason Fogg and Avella. Right, breaking ball stays inside, and that will fill the count. With a five-run lead, a walk here by far not the worst thing that Bryce Wright could give up. Here's the payoff pitch. Ground ball, second baseman hard to his right. Martos gloves, gets back to his feet, throws to first. RBI ground out for Liam Lohr, but two outs in the inning. Colarusso scores. And Wilson Jones, by the way, to third on that ground ball as well. Batter is Mason Lapana. The run is unearned, as will anything else that would score in this inning. Breaking ball called a strike. Lapana sure does not like that call. Ball appeared to be off the edge. A one curve ball, that one is ruled wide. That pitch actually may have been a little closer to the plate. Ball and a strike is what the count is. Breaking ball misses low, and it's the count because that's what Lenny Leeper, the home plate umpire, says it is. Doesn't matter what I think, it's a ball or a strike, or the batter or the catcher or anybody else. It's what he says. It's really, from this view, has been pretty consistent. And, you know, when you figure a couple of hundred pitches called by the home plate umpire, you know, people were going to have a disagreement on a handful of them. But count now 3-1 to Lapana. He was hit by a pitch and drawn a walk. He's seen a lot of pitches himself today. Check swing, takes a curveball to fill the count at 3-2. Bryce Wright trying to limit the damage here. The inning should have been over because of the ground ball. It was error, it was not. 3-2, beat on the ground. First baseman Maseko looks it into the glove, steps on the bag at first, and the inning is over. For the second time in the game, Carmichael scores a run without a hit. It was an error and one left on. To the bottom of the fifth, Avella 6, Carmichael's 2 on greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Welcome back to WJ's Ross Memorial Park. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, and Avella with a 6-2 lead. Eagles starter, right-hander Bryce Wright, has thrown 93 pitches, so he will be able to go back out for the sixth at least. But first things first, one of the beautiful things about the Diamond Sports, the Eagles have a 6-2 lead, and that won't change at least until after they make their three outs in this frame. Braden Fuller stands in, 0-for-2, but an RBI on his second ground out. Batting for the first time against Aiden Adamson, who came on in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch in for a called strike. Adamson hit the first batter he faced to load the bases, but then struck out Bertciani to end the Avella uprising in the fourth. Swing and a miss. Fuller over top of that hard pitch. And he just, if you listen and hear, that ball hits heavy into the catcher's mitt of Robbie Wilson-Jones. Adamson deals. Here's the 0-2. Fastball away. My younger brother threw a heavy pitch like that. I asked him once when we were kids, I said, how do you throw the ball like that? It's the same baseball. How does it feel so heavy when you throw it? He goes, I don't know. I just throw it. Oh, thanks. That's a lot of help. Ground ball. Third baseman Andrews to his left fields it and makes a nice throw across the diamond. First out. Good job there by Colin Andrews, who sees his first action in the infield after playing out in right field in the early part of the ball game. Cole Jaroski to bat now. He's struck out twice in the game. Both he and Ulam at the bottom of the batting order. A couple of strikeouts. He also batting against Adamson for the first time. Takes the first pitch for a called strike. Softball action gets started tomorrow, 11:45 airtime from California Lily Field. Jaroski, ground ball to third. Andrews handles that. A little sidearm throw handled on the back end by Lapana. And Jaroski set down for the third time in the game. And that'll bring up Hayden Gatewood. Gatewood 1-for-2. Gatewood has the only hit in the game for Avella, not in the 1, 2, or 3 spots in the batting order. 9 hits for Avella. The top three guys have 8 of them. Gatewood takes a pitch that's about a 56-footer. And that one caught Lenny Leeper. He's going to go for a little walk out in front of the plate. Dig out the brush, clean off a few rubber pellets. His crewmates stepping in to make sure he's okay. Two out here in the Avella fifth. 4-run lead for the home team. Looking to add to it here, but two out, nobody on. Ball tap foul off the back foot of Hayden Gatewood. Even the count at 1-1. Carmichaels has 6 outs to work with offensively. But first they need to get the third out here in the Avella fifth. Adamson deals. Ground ball left side and through. Hayden Gatewood's second hit of the game. Second two-out single. 10 hits now for Avella. That'll bring up the 9-hitter, the DH, Cam Ulam. Gatewood, short lead at first. Not really a threat to run. Especially not with a 9-hitter in the box. Pitch in for a called strike. Yeah, if you're Avella, the worst case scenario that you want out of this situation is that Bryce Wright leads off the sixth inning for you. The ball's in a strike pitch to Ulam. Strike two called. We didn't get to hear Lenny Leeper call that, thanks to Mr. Jake Brake on the interstate. Fastball misses high. 1-2. Two out, a runner at first, a ball and two strikes on the batter. Short lead for Gatewood. Adamson comes to the plate, swing and a miss. And that'll retire the side. Second strikeout for Adamson since coming on. Avella gets a two-out hit and leaves a runner aboard. We've played five complete. Avella 6, Carmichael's 2 here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Carmichael's down a four spot. Bryce Wright, the Avella starter, running out of pitches. Aiden Adamson steps in, swings and misses at the first. Wright, that is his 94th pitch. You can throw 105 in a Pennsylvania playoff game. Curveball strike two. You can finish the batter you're working when you hit that 105 level as well. Adamson looks at strike three, tried to crowd the plate, and Wright brought it down that outside edge anyway. Second time Adamson called out on strikes. That's the first strikeout since Adamson ended the inning in the third. Five strikeouts in the game for Bryce Wright. The batter now is the right fielder, Nathan Baringo. One out in the sixth. Pitch down the middle. Called strike. Baringo right foot in the batter's box up against the back line. Ball flared foul. Gets past the coach's box at first and finds the turf. No balls and two strikes. Been nothing but strikes from Bryce Wright here in the sixth inning. Three straight to Adamson, two straight here to Baringo. Here's the 0-2, swing and a miss. Six strikeouts for Wright, and one of his better fastballs of the day on pitch number 99. Two outs in the inning. Seven hitter Colin Andrews comes up. Strikeout, he had probably the best hit of the day, that line drive into the gap in right center. Swings at the first pitch, grounder to third. Gatewood throw on the mark. Side retired. Three up, three down go the Mikes. And Wright has pitches left to go to the seventh if that's the decision. We've played five and a half. Sevilla 6, Carmichael's 2 on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
The Green County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Green County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo. The officers of the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame wish the very best to our local baseball and softball playoff teams. Our annual golf scramble is June 17th at South Point and helps fund the student-athlete scholarships awarded at our annual banquet. We have room for several additional foursomes, but the field is filling quickly. Get all the details online and join the fun. WashGreenSportsHall.org.
And there might be something to that. Best wishes from the folks at the Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame. We're on board with us yesterday. Burgettstown, an 8-2 win over Our Lady of the Sacred Heart to earn a state playoff berth in 2A. And Avella leading Carmichael 6-2 here. This one's kind of a toss-up. It's going to be good and bad whichever way it goes here for the two-county chapter. But be with us tomorrow and Friday as well for the softball championship games. Bentworth tomorrow, first pitch at noon, and then Chartiers-Houston on Friday, first pitch at 11 a.m. No balls and two strikes. The count to Bryce Wright, and he's down on strikes. Pitch in the dirt, dug out by Wilson Jones. Throw to first in time. Third strikeout since coming on in relief for Aiden Adamson. Bring up Chuck Rush. Rush 3-for-3 today. A couple of runs scored. Avella with 10 hits in the game, and 8 of them in the top 3 spots in the batting order. The other 2 in the 8th spot. Swing and a miss. More like wave and a miss by Chuck Rush. Started and realized that breaking ball was running a long way away from him. Just kind of waved through with one hand. Adamson's 0-1. Breaking ball, another wave and a miss. Rush quickly in an 0-2 hole on a couple of breaking balls from Aiden Adamson. Mentioned earlier, Adamson was the winner in the 6-2 victory for Carmichael's, the second of the two-game home-and-home set during the regular season. Swing and a miss. And Adamson, 3 straight strikeouts now, going back to the final out of the 5th. And here comes Brian Martos, who, like Rush, has not been retired yet. But that ended for Rush with that strikeout. Martos 3-for-3, three singles, 2 runs scored, 2 runs driven in. First pitch from Adamson, misses low and away, ball 1. Carmichael's won 14-3 at Avella, then 6-2 at home on back-to-back days, April 22nd and 23rd. Her ball to Martos for a called strike. Evens the count at 1-1. But maybe even a little more on this game today, because the winner goes to the state tournament and the loser does not. 1-1, a little flare toward right, but getting over and making the grab. Liam Lohr runs it down as Avella is set down in order for the first time today. We go to the seventh. Your score, Avella 6, Carmichael's 2 on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Weekends rock at the Bullpen Rustic Inn. Thursday through Sunday, there's always something happening. Great food, live music, karaoke, trivia nights. Sunday fun day with live music on the outdoor stage and outside bar. Every Friday is Lights and Bites, a great way to start your weekend with Miller Lite and appetizer specials. Check out the upcoming band schedule and other events on the Bullpen Rustic Inn's Facebook page. The Bullpen Rustic Inn, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Top of the seventh inning, Carmichael's, when the inning started, had three outs to work with. First pitch swinging, eight-hitter Ambrose Adamson pops up to shortstop Isaiah Braddock. One pitch, one out. The nine-hitter Dayton Reynolds to the plate now. 0-2. First pitch off the shin guard of catcher Braden Fuller. That is pitch 102. Right, wanting to get an out quickly here. Pitch in for a called strike to Reynolds. A ball and a strike. Time granted to Reynolds. A ball and a strike. Bryce Wright wants Reynolds to put this ball in play. Bunt shown and bunted. Back to the pitcher. Bare hand grab by Wright. Throw way off the mark, and it goes down the line. Caroms off a fence post, back into a play for a second baseman Martos, but the throw to second not in time. Reynolds reaches on a two-base error, the third error of the game, charged to Avella. And Bryce Wright has... one pitch left, so he can face this next batter, Dom Colarusso. And Jason Fall going to let him stay. A one out here in the seventh. Breaking ball to Colarusso in for a called strike. The last thing the Eagles wanted to have happen was a runner to reach base, but a four-run lead. With one out in the seventh, Colarusso takes a curve ball that misses low. A ball and a strike. Eagles defensively, unless you have the runner Reynolds at second dead somehow, you want to concentrate on getting the batter. Curve ball in for a strike. This will be the last batter that Bryce Wright faces. 1-2 the count. Wright comes to the plate. Fastball misses low. 2-2. One hit allowed so far by Wright. Has walked three, hit a batter, and three batters reach base by way of error, including the runner at the second, Dayton Reynolds, and that on Wright's own error. Bunt attempt by Reynolds. Got it down, and the bare hand grab and Wright rush the throw, maybe a hair. Two balls, two strikes. Right-hander at the belt and comes home. Strike three looking. Seventh strikeout of the game for Bryce Wright, in which will be his final batter. six and two-thirds innings, has allowed two runs, none earned, is responsible for Reynolds at second base. One hit, three walks, a hit batter, and seven strikeouts for the Avella starter. Now change is coming, and my guess would be Isaiah Braddock. And that will be the case. Isaiah Braddock to pitch, Bryce Wright to short. And Isaiah Braddock coming on needs one out. No, Isaiah Braddock will pitch, Bryce Wright to short. Top of the seventh, two out, a runner at second base for Carmichael's. The Mikes have been held to just one base hit on the day. That a two-out single for Liam Luhr in the third. Following the game, we'll recap the scoring. We'll get you pitching numbers, totals, and our player of the game. Isaiah Braddock was the losing pitcher in the first game between these two. The batter here is going to be Robbie Wilson-Jones, 0 for 3 today. A couple of left side ground balls and a strikeout looking. Braddock ready to go. Catcher Braden Fuller go out and hand the ball off. Carmichael's down four with one out remaining. The Mikes need four across the pay station before giving up that last out, or the season will come to an end. Robbie Wilson-Jones stands in. Braddock from the stretch misses wide. Ball one. Wilson-Jones, tall right-handed hitting catcher. Braddock's fastball misses inside now. He's missed in, missed out. Two balls and no strikes. And the runner at second of no real significant concern to Avella, though second baseman Martos has chased over there a couple of times to try to shorten up Reynolds' lead. Pitch in for a strike. It's 2-1. Braddock comes set at the belt. Looks back. Comes hard to the plate. Curveball tap foul. And now it's 2-2. Avella Eagles started their playoff run as the sixth seed, had to win a first-round game, then knocked off number three, Fort Cherry, in the quarters. 2-2 curveball stays high. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff pitch. Braddock runs it down the outside edge. Called strike three to end the ball game. Carmichael's. It's a leadoff runner, or a one-out runner aboard on an Avella error, but strands the base runner, and the ball game is over. On to the state playoffs for the Avella Eagles. For the Mikes of Carmichael's, the season comes to an end. We'll recap it for you. Your final score, Avella 6, Carmichael's 2, here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Alex Paris Contracting has been in business since 1928. They're in the heart of the Marcellus Shale on Route 18 in Atlasburg. Call Alex Paris for any contracting job, sewer, water, civil, or any oil and gas project. With over 600 pieces of heavy equipment, over 400 employees, all support equipment and separate environmental company, they'll adapt and complete any project. Call Alex Paris Contracting, 724-947-2235. Learn more at alexparis.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Welcome back to WJ's Ross Memorial Park, where the season has been extended for Avella and ended for Carmichael's. Here's how it happened. The Mikes scored first. Dom Colarusa led off the ball game with a sinking line drive to left that was not caught. He ended up at second base. A wild pitch moved him to third, and Robbie Wilson-Jones ground out to short, scored Colarusa, and Carmichael's led 1-0. To the bottom of the first, after one out, Chuck Rush singled. Brian Martos followed with a line drive base hit the right that moved Rush to third. Both runners move up 90 feet on a wild pitch. Martos then to third, and then scoring on the second and third wild pitches of the inning. And Avella took a 2-0, a 2-1 lead, an advantage they would not give up. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Bryce Wright led off with a hustling double to right center field, went to third on Chuck Rush's second hit of the game, and scored on Brian Martos' RBI single. On the play, Rush to second. Isaiah Braddock hit by a pitch to load the bases, and then Wesley Bertciani with the ground out to third to score Rush, and Braden Fuller's ground ball to short brought Martos home, and Avella led 5-1. To the bottom of the fourth inning, after two out, Wright singled, Rush followed with a base hit, runners at first and second, and Martos with a base hit to score Wright to put Avella up 6-1. That chased the starter Liam Lohr from the mound for Carmichael's. For the Mikes, in the top of the fifth, after one out, Colarusa walked, stole second. Robbie Wilson-Jones hit a ground ball to third that was thrown away, allowed Colarusa to get to third, and Liam Lohr's ground out to second scored Colarusa with what proved to be the final run of the ball game. Here are your totals. Avella, 6 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors, 6 left on. For Carmichael's, 2 runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 6 left on. Bryce White, Wright gets the win. Pitched 6 2/3 innings for the Eagles, allowed both runs, none earned, just the 1 hit, 3 walks, a hit batter, and 7 strikeouts. Liam Lohr takes the loss, 3 2/3 innings, charged with all 6 Avella runs on 9 hits. Coming your way next, our player of the game brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, and by McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
It should be no surprise if you paid attention that our player of the game is the winning pitcher, Avella right-hander Bryce Wright. 6 2/3 innings, No earned runs, just one hit, the two-out single in the third by Liam Lohr. Walked three and hit a batter and struck out seven, including the last batter that he faced. Ran out of pitches, one out shy of a complete game. Oh, by the way, Bryce Wright, the leadoff batter for the Eagles, two for two today, a double, a single, and two runs scored on the afternoon. Bryce Wright is our player of the game. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net has been brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Washington Green County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, celebrating our region's rich athletic tradition. By the Bullpen Rustic Inn, weekends rock at the bullpen, Route 50 at County Park Road in Avella. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on washjeff.edu. By Alex Paris Contracting, a commitment to quality and service exceeding expectations. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By 10 Mile, experienced, proven, and highly qualified contracting since 2007. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And by the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Our high school playoff coverage continues tomorrow as the WPIL Softball Championships get underway at Penn West California's Lilly Field following a one-day weather delay. We're partnering with Green Sports and NFH Network to produce audio and video coverage of all six games, including tomorrow's 2A championship between number 2 Bentworth and number 1 Neshanic. Friday, we'll have the 1A title game between number 3 Churchill Houston and number 1 Union. Our thanks to head coaches Richard Krause and Jason Fogg, Scott McGinnis, Aaron Thompson, and the entire crew here at W&J. For our floor director, Jason Tennant, Brandon Bennett on camera, and studio producer Jacob Knisner, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Avella clinches the final 1A baseball state playoff berth, beating Carmichael's 6-2. This has been a presentation of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.